President Biden has really done it this time. His untruths have alienated his most loyal ally. Not Jill, certainly not Barack. Hunter, the smartest man he ever knew? No. I'm talking about the media. Yep. What pushed them over the edge? Was it the laptop being verified? Was it the student loan handout blowing up? Was it because inflation wasn't transitory? Was it because Al-Qaeda is back in Afghanistan, even though the Taliban promised not to let them back in Afghanistan? Was it because the claims about the border being secure were just flat out wrong? Wait, was it because the Inflation Reduction Act actually inflated inflation? Was it because he said he didn't decrease oil production, but yet we're actually down 1 million barrels a day? No, 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 no. They think he lied about his granddaughter's wedding. Why? Well, last week, the White House said no press was allowed at the ceremony on the South Lawn.
They have decided to make this wedding private. It is a family event. It is, and we are going to respect Naomi and Peter's wishes.
Exactly. But is that true? The press was shocked when a few days later, they saw Naomi on the cover of Vogue in her wedding dress. There was an uproar. Who wouldn't uproar? Most of the White House press corps has been holding Biden's water for 2 years, and they did not get an invite. They were hurt. They started calling the president a liar, confronting the press secretary.
You said from the lectern that the wedding of Naomi, Biden, and Peter would be a private one, and that it'll be closed to the media. Yeah, I'm reading all about it and looking at pictures on the Vogue website. Could you just talk us through what happened there?
So, first of all, let's level set here for a second. This was not a national security meeting. This was not an economic meeting. This was not an economic summit. Vogue did a portrait shoot on Thursday afternoon before the wedding in the green room.
I love it. Can you talk us through it? Yes, can you talk us through the Vogue shoot? So they're upset that Vogue was able to take a couple of pictures of President Biden's granddaughter a few days before a wedding. That's what made them turn on the president. Where were they when the White House officials were saying this?
The economists that the president has been relying on suggest that there is a transitory nature to the inflation.
The president has said, and you have tweeted, that allegations of wrongdoing based on files pulled from Hunter Biden's laptop are Russian disinformation.
It's broadly known and widely known, Peter, that there was a broad range of Russian disinformation back in 2020.
Secretary Mayorkas, do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes.
Right. Of course, you have to hit the button. Yes, the border's secure. Is anybody going to call out the Biden administration for all those untruths? Now the media cares more about Hunter's daughter's wedding than Hunter's laptop. They called the laptop a hoax until President Biden got into the White House. Some of them even kept up the lie through the midterms. But CBS just verified it's actually real 769 days after the New York Post said it was real.
President's son will be a target for investigations, and that means data from a laptop reported to belong to Biden could be crucial to the investigatory process. CBS News has obtained its data.
You're confident, based on your analysis, this is Hunter Biden's data and that it's real?
Yes.
Forensic experts recovered images of credit cards, a driver's license, social security number.
Right. All those things were on the laptop 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. But they could not find a forensic expert, a cyber expert, to go through it. All of CBS. The media always waits until after the elections to start verifying what could actually hurt the Democrats. Remember when they told us that Trump was selling nuclear secrets from the basement in Mar-a-Lago?
That Donald Trump might have thought, you know, when I leave the White House, I'm going to take everything of value, a potential monetary value that's not nailed down. Think he can steal documents. Apparently, he thought that. And those documents, if those are what the secret, what these documents entail, man, there's a big nuclear black market out there in the world. Those secrets would be worth a ton of money if the president wanted to try to monetize them.
Exactly. Well, now after the midterms, the Washington Post admits that's not true. Trump was just keeping records as mementos, kind of like trophies, like the Kim Jong-un letter, like a cocktail napkin or a dinner menu from the White House. What else did we find out after the midterms? The New York Times says the FBI had dozens of informants at the Capitol riots on January 6th. Hold the phone. And none of them in the FBI tried to stop it? And if they knew this was coming because they were with the Proud Boys or QAnon or whatever, why did they not alert the National Guard or Capitol Police and avoided the whole unrest? Another post-midterm surprise. Biden's plan to forgive student loans for millions of people was frozen out by a judge because it turns out it's unlawful, against the law. Did you think all those young people who voted a little would have voted a little differently if they knew they were not getting their loan forgiven by the president? I would think so. And one of the biggest stories that came out after the ballots were cast, the Democrats' second biggest donor, Sam Bankman-Fried, was a complete fraud who stole billions of dollars from investors and brought the and really bought the Senate for the Democrats, which now turns out to be dirty cash. This before the midterms. They told us he was the next J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan of this generation, Sam Bankman-Fried.
We talk about him a lot. Yeah. Sam Bankman-Fried.
Free. Is he the Jay Gould of our era, or is he the J.P. Morgan of our era?
I think.
Is he Vanderbilt?
He could be.
Is he Harriman?
Possibly.
Is he the Credit Mobiliar scandal?
Is he Carnegie?
Or is he the Bernie Madoff or Al Capone? What else is the media hiding from us? What are we going to find out now that the election's over?
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.